This centurion, this Gentile, becomes an example to all of Israel. The only other time, if I'm right in understanding this, the only time, other time where we have Jesus Christ marveling is in Mark 6, verse 6, when he marvels at their unbelief. He's amazed at the unbelief of people. Here, however, is in the positive. He is marveling at the faith of this man. And there you see how faith has a very significant influence, if we can look at it, humanly speaking, upon the emotions of our Lord. He is moved by our faith. He is influenced by faith. There's certain emotions drawn out of him by our faith. So when he says great unbelief, he sees it on display. He marvels. He's amazed at their unbelief. But then when he sees great faith, he is amazed at the greatness of the faith. And you see a focus on this after Christ dies, before he ascends. You see him focusing on this even with his disciples, with all their faults. The only thing that he upbraids, the one thing that bothers them or bothers him, is their unbelief. The Lord will put up with a lot, but he is intolerant of unbelief because unbelief fundamentally is questioning God.